here's a story from The World.
When we think of deserts, we normally don't think of Europe. Technically, the continent has only three, but climate change and human activity are changing that. Southern Spain, for example, it's in danger of being transformed into European desert number four. Today on The Big Fix, we look at an effort to prevent that.
Change is coming.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
What we do now will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
For years in southern Spain, an NGO has been working with farmers to keep the region green. Reporter Jerry Haddon reports on two men in an olive-growing region in Andalusia working together to fend off a wasteland.
Biologist Fernando Bautista and farmer Agustin Bermejo traverse a mountainside on a blazing hot morning this spring.
Encina viva.
Sabina viva.
Mira que sabinilla. Aquí también.
This used to be a forest. Now there's nothing but low, dry grass and stubby bushes.
De vegetación natural, cada vez existe menos. Claro que he visto ríos bajar.
There's less and less natural vegetation, says Bautista, who grew up near here. I've watched the water disappear from rivers, he says, from rivers that never used to run dry. They're running dry because it's hotter here now. It rains less. And human activity, from farming to felling trees, is making it worse. Sort of sounds like a desert. It isn't yet. These two guys are trying to keep these hills from reaching the tipping point by making them green again. It's part of an ambitious Greenbelt project launched in 2016. The idea is to create a series of contiguous forests that would run for hundreds of miles across Spain's south. Their work starts with planting saplings, placed randomly to mimic nature. Today's work, counting how many have survived their first winter. Bermejo and Bautista crouch every few feet to inspect the 3-inch-tall plants. This one's damaged but alive, says Bermejo, ticking a notepad with a pen. So far, about 95% of the saplings have survived. That's good news, but Bautista admits it will take decades to create a greenbelt. But the thing he's most passionate about, stopping erosion so rich topsoil can absorb more water, that can start now. In the nearby province of Jaén, Bermejo watches part of the problem roll by. A tractor dragging a long mechanical rotor brush through the olive orchards. Bermejo covers his face with his shirt. The dust kicked up is like a mini sandstorm. That dust is topsoil.
¿Cómo queda el suelo después del paso del tractor? Se produce una compactación por el mismo efecto.
Look at the earth after the tractor passes, Bermejo says. The brushes break up the surface of the soil, which increases erosion, and less rain gets absorbed. To convince his neighbors to change their ways, Bermejo tries to set an example. Around his own olive trees, he lets the native grasses and flowers grow wild. This prevents erosion and keeps his soil rich in organic matter.
Hace 10 años, pues a mí me trataban casi que de loco.
10 years ago, he says, they thought I was crazy for letting the vegetation grow. Today, my neighbors see that my trees are just as productive. He lives along the banks of a river that he's left lush and untouched. It's an improbably green oasis amidst the endless, dry expanses of olive trees. Bermejo knows his vision of a great green Andalusia is far off, but this is where he likes to pass on his most important message.
El consumidor tiene mucho más poder del que
consumers have more power than they think, he says. They need to demand more environmentally sustainable products. As for Bautista, he brings his message directly to farmers via workshops like this one in their fields. Save the soil, he says, and you'll save southern Spain from becoming a desert. Unless you're on vacation in Egypt, he says, no one wants to see an eroded desert pop up where there shouldn't be one. Bautista's and Bermejo's work faces lots of obstacles. For example, getting private landowners to join them in rewilding their land. But they find inspiration back up on that denuded mountainside. There, a lone immense juniper offers a glimpse of the region's past. It's more than 1,000 years old. He's a survivor, Bautista says, and a glimpse of the future.
Posible potencial a esta zona siempre y cuando.
A potential future, Bautista cautions. He thinks it's too late to completely stop climate change. The question is whether these trees, both large and small, can withstand the coming changes. If not, the desert will have most likely won. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton, Andalusia, Spain. From PRX.